when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Oh, I think you can clap.
No,
your clapping is not up to par. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here this morning? I believe that today is a special day. And God is going to speak to every one of us. There's a scripture that is for us.
And
I believe that today it will make sense to you. And God will bless us. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this time together. In your presence, thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of all that concerns us. And this morning, do it, oh God, do it for every one of us. Let none be unaffected. Let none go back the same. And bless us just because we came. That is all, just because we came. Thank you. So very, very much. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Put your hands together. Before you sit down, go and shake somebody's hand. Before you sit down, shake somebody's hand. Listen. Wait. You are too happy to go and shake hands. Wait. Many of you don't know many of you. So as you shake hands, don't shake hands with the person you came. Casey, I'm watching you. Don't shake hands with the person you came. Find somebody you don't know. I'm giving you 1 minute to make a new friend.
Yes.
Make one new friend.
Yes.
Just make, introduce yourself. Say your name.
Yes.
Godson, you have come to Reverend Charles. I know you know already. Find somebody. Yes, somebody you don't know. Introduce yourself.
Down where the train.
Go inside. Go inside and make a friend. Make somebody. Let it be known that you are in the church too.
Go
inside and make a new friend. Yes. I'm watching all of you home stars.
Yeah.
I've got 2 new friends. It's gone. Yes, I have 3 new friends. And 1 old friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you and you may be seated.
Eradin Shaw, now be to me at Nase.
First Thessalonians.
Thessalonica ngumai di kai.
Chapter 2.
Etimienu.
And verse 18.
Yimundu wache.
Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I and Paul. And not only thus, once and again.
Na empo na anka yebetimi anka yebeba wonchan me ne Paul enye empen baako na emom ebio.
But Satan hindered us.
Nanso obonefo ne si yenkwan.
I want us to mark this scripture very carefully this morning.
Me pese ye shesa twese mi nsu ye anope.
So that it will begin to explain a lot of things that are happening in your life unawares. No normal thief comes to your house 12 noon in the daytime.
Chromophobia and one and need a honoma or beba fear a we are
area boys. Those are area boys. They're not proper thieves. Area boys.
So funny and tell more man to your honoma monya a chromophobia.
A thief doesn't do things openly.
Chromophobia and ya dear will pity him.
Have you seen a Jack Toronto before?
One who Jack Toronto that?
Jack Toronto. You don't know him.
Unim no.
You don't know him.
Unim no.
He knows you. They never operate openly.
Omonya omojuma opete mu.
Jack Toronto will never say, "Come and let me sleep with you."
Enya dia Jack Toronto beba se brana me no wonkasa.
He will say, "Baby, you are beautiful." Do you see where he's starting from? You can't say it. No, they never work openly. They always work underground, underhand, undercover, in the hidden agenda. Yesterday I met a young man. He said a certain lady came to his church to come and join the church. And when she came, she was very active in the church.
Why
are you worried? You're a pastor too, until you understand things. And she was very active. And she even lent him money to buy equipment and other things. But as time was going, she began to change. Until she became angry. Do you know why? I said, do you know why? Because when she came to the church, she was hoping that the pastor will marry her. Hey, tell somebody, keep hoping. Keep hoping.
Hey,
he didn't marry her.
No.
Today she has bought. But Satan hindered us.
Nanso, obone foni si yankwain.
This morning, I want you to understand something. That the devil is still at work. And I want to show you the importance of this church. The importance of the assembly. The assembly, that assembling of the saints. And I want to show you that Satan is hindering a lot of people from coming and from working.
Amen.
Amen. Satan is hindering a lot of people from coming to church, and when they do come, from doing anything in the church. Let me ask you a question. How many will be honest and say that it is Sunday morning that I want to be like lazy? It is Sunday morning. I don't feel like getting up at all. I want to lie in bed and stretch.
Who else? You two. Only three. Four.
Can I see those who? Sunday morning. Sunday morning is a day for. Where are the hands? You too. Hey, are the children's? They are every day Sunday. No, it's amazing. Sunday is a day that you want to lie in bed. Every day it can rain. Where you must go, you will go. Only Sunday rain. True or not true? No, only Sunday. Okay, I heard drizzle. Sunday drizzle. That one to you, I can't even market. You will go when it's raining. You will take plastic bag and cover your hair. True or not true? But Sunday, small drizzle. Then they say, I'm waiting for the rain to stop. And do you know something amazing? When the rain stops here, it's raining somewhere. So where I'm going, it's still raining there. So I'm waiting for it to stop here and stop there. It's not true. Because
if we say
Satan is hindering you. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me this morning? Satan. Satan. He is hindering you. He is standing in your way. He is not allowing you to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And you see, many of us don't recognize this. Because
if we say
Satan is invisible.
If we say
and he works through circumstances. And through your feelings. And some of your feelings are not correct. Ask your neighbor. You know John 3:16. I suspect you know some John 3:17. What is John 3:15? Ask your neighbor, John 3:15. We don't have much. Amen.
Amen.
And Satan is hindering us. From recently, I was talking to my friend who is there. I won't call his name, but he's there. He stopped church for 3 years.
Hey! Don't
call his name. No, don't call his name. He's here. Hey!
Hey!
I didn't hear the hey. Hey!
Hey!
He stopped church how many years?
Excuse me.
How many years has it been? How many years? 2 or 3 years. I'm just checking the exact number of years.
2 years.
Okay, it's 2 years. I'm sorry, it's 2 years. And you know, he didn't come today. His brother came, he didn't come. And you see, I asked him why. No reason. But there's a reason. And the reason is this. Satan hindered us. Satan stopped you from coming to church. If you like, let it rain. And go to the disco, the nightclub points, whatever spots. And see those who pass through the rain to come and sit there at the stadium. I've gone before.
We are guilty
as charged. But people will pass through the rain to almost... Are you here this morning? To almost any other place except church. Because Satan is hindering us. And this morning, I want to ask you, why do you think Satan is hindering you from coming to church.
Why?
Aden. Continue for me.
Why?
Why is Satan hindering you and not allowing you to come to church freely? If you want to go to disco and nightclub, you'll be amazed at how many friends will help you go. Can I say something controversial? I can say it. There are parents. Parents. When your child is going to church, they will begin to complain.
No, Marshall, say kasa kasa.
They will be saying, "Wa church do do wa coin them um ban them." And then one summer, you have gone the whole day. But when your child is going to find a man with a big pot belly and following him to a nightclub or other places, they are quiet. That's pot belly. How many have seen some before? There are some, your parents, you are here, your parents are like that. When you are going to church, they will say, then today come late. Today we are going to our mother church. But if a man comes with a black Mercedes Benz to come and collect you and take you to go somewhere, that one they won't complain. True or not true? They told her, at this age, you should be bringing money home. It's not true. How many have heard some before? At this age, you should be bringing money home. When your friends are bringing money, you are coming to ask for pocket money. Do you know why? Because Satan is hindering you from coming to church. Not to the disco. Not to the nightclub. Not to the stadium. Even after what C has ended or BC has ended, when is going to end? After school, pool party. Your parents will stop you. You can't swim. I go to pool party. And the father will say, "Don't go." Because Satan is hindering a lot of people from coming to church. And you see, as you sit here, if anybody, listen carefully, if anybody begins to stop you from coming to church here again, tell that person, you are Satan. Tell that person. But if it's your father, be careful. But if it's any other friend, even if your shepherd doesn't come and collect you on time, if your bus center leader doesn't come to collect you on time, and your friend there says, "Let's go home," tell your friend, "You are Satan. I'm waiting for my bus center leader." Hey, you didn't hear what I said. Tell your friend that what? Your friend is telling, "Look, Pastor, about 11:30. I'll check young coffee. Mini sport B. Young coffee. Hey, they are giving you alternative plans to fill the gap because your Pastor leader is late.
Say, yeah, Pastor leader, now you're late.
Tell your friend
that what?
You are Satan. You are Satan. Yeah. We are go late or no late, we are going. Let me ask you a question. How many have walked a long walk because of a girl? Because of a girl. Look, over here too. Because of a girl, they are still walking.
Okay.
It's their normal life. Okay, I shouldn't go there. I should come here. We have walked far.
I've walked.
From somewhere to somewhere. But today, you won't walk. You won't walk for Jesus. I said for Jesus, you won't walk. Please stop your neighbor and ask him, is it true that you will walk for a girl?
Or
for fried rice, for KFC, you walk. But not for Jesus. No. From today. I said from today, we stop that behavior. I didn't hear a loud
amen.
From today, may no Satan friend stand by you. Then he will tell you, today I don't feel like it. Today let's stay.
And then my aunt and nephew.
Today we are tired.
And then they are bread.
We are tired.
Yeah, bread.
Today let's just relax and be there quietly.
And then my aunt drew your honey aunt and sitting.
Tell your neighbor you are Satan.
Catch your union, say, or your bonsam.
You are Satan.
We are bonsam.
But do you know why Satan would hinder us?
Now, wouldn't him be into a wonderful anniversary and crying?
Matthew 18.
And
verse 19. And I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth touching some things. You know, this is why I was telling the early service.
Now
we don't know how to pray. Because a lot of you, your serious deep prayers, nobody is in agreement with you. You will say it's private. Okay, it's private. You are there. Your poverty. Your no husband. Your no child. Your whatever it is. We can see it. So what's private about it? We can see all your troubles. Do you know that sometimes when you go and find a boyfriend, you think we don't know, but we know? When you ever get entangled in a relationship or in a situation that is disgraceful, but destroying you, we know. Many years ago, I prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, whatever concerns my children, let me know. How it doesn't matter. Let me know. Somebody will tell me. It will just occur to me. By mistake, I will come and find it. Whatever it is. I have come to know many things about my children. And so tap your neighbor and tell them, you think you are hiding. You see, pastors, because we are quiet, they think we don't know. They think we don't. Oh, Reverend Charles, We know a lot of things. But we don't say it.
And
so, touching anything that they shall ask.
By the
way, starting this Friday, we are restarting our prayer meetings. All those who are clapping, I'm watching you. If you like, don't come. All those who are clapping, Mina, all those who are clapping, I'm watching. Okay, clap again. Let me see you well. Let me see you well. All those who are clapping, I'm watching you. Let me just look at them well. Those who are clapping.
Keep clapping.
Yeah. Because that was Florence clapping.
Not Florence, your one himself.
Take a picture of it.
Friday.
Friday, 6 o'clock.
If you until we close.
I don't want any pressure. When you have to go, go.
Okay.
When we are ready, we'll close.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have to go somewhere, your father is calling you, the DC is waiting for you, the MP is calling you, you're going to see the vice president for something, you just go. Let me finish my message. It shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. Why? For where two or three are gathered.
Now,
together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Where two or three are gathered, not just gathered. That is why I object when you just come to church. Don't just come to church. Every Sunday, come to church to meet Jesus. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear amen. What did I say? Come to church to meet Jesus. Don't even come to church because of me. Last Sunday, I wasn't here.
Now, if you
came because of me, you have ball loss.
So, means now by the end, now I bought
car. Car or loss?
Ball loss.
I bought car. No, don't come because of me.
There be me and my enemy, Minty.
We come. Are you here this morning?
Oh, I have no pain.
We come to church for only one reason. To meet God. That's all. That is why if you come to church and you don't meet him, it's like you go to school and wasi you didn't pass.
School
you have wasted 3 years and much school fees. Amen. We come here, even dancing stars and choristers
and
film stars
and film stars.
We don't come to church to perform.
That's
why sometimes when you come, you have rehearsed and then the choir is not allowed to sing. They bore. They came to perform.
And
they come bore pa, because they came to sing. They didn't come to see God. They came to perform. And the dancing stars too.
I
think last 2 weeks they didn't dance.
Now watch me know it.
Last 2 weeks they didn't dance. And they bore.
No, mubuofu.
Because they came to dance.
Tap
your fellow dancing star. We never come to dance. We come to see God, meet God, and see Jesus. That's the only reason why we come to church. Listen, even if you come to church and there's no preaching, It's not a problem.
And you know how?
Because you can meet Jesus in the worship.
In fact,
oftentimes, that's where you meet him. Listen carefully. You hear him in the preaching. You meet him in the worship. Because he inhabits the praise. Your clapping is not proper. He lives in praise and worship. You know, one of the interesting things I've noticed. When I was younger and I was going to church, we were in a hurry to get there for the praise and worship. We didn't want to miss the praise and worship at all. Now this generation, they don't mind. They don't mind missing praise and worship. And some are even outside when there's praise and worship going on inside. Do you know why? They didn't come to meet Jesus. They came to see their friends. They came to mark register. They came to fulfill all righteousness. They just passed through and just entered here. And that is why many people go home the same. Because they never met Jesus. For where two or three are together in my name. Who is that head bowed?
Why not?
No, I've decided to not let you go home empty. You get something. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Together. In my name. There am I. In the midst of them. Listen. The most important thing is to meet Jesus. I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
The most important thing. Some of you, you want to meet your MP, you want to meet your assembly elder, you want to meet other people, you want to meet Shatawale, you want to meet Asamwajan, you want to meet Dede Ayu, you want to meet other human beings. The person you must want to meet above everybody else is God. Amen.
Amen.
Your dream must be your most deepest prayer. Must be, I want to meet Jesus. Because it is that encounter with him that will change your life. But you see, many of us we have no encounter with him. From today, I want you to have a dream and a desire that when I come to church, I will meet Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When I come to church,
sorry,
that's why I came. To meet him. And you know something? He's here.
Owaha.
He's here.
Owaha.
No. Sometimes when you clap, you become emotional. But if you had paid attention, you feel something. You see, personally, one of my goals every Sunday is when I come, I must feel his presence. Let me tell you something. I've come prepared to preach. But it's not a problem at all not to preach. That's why I can easily allow somebody else to preach. I didn't come to preach. I came looking for Jesus. And even when I preach myself, I'm still looking for him. Because sometimes he will appear in my words.
Then I'm
surprised. I say, hey, did I say this?
I'm surprised
that he has appeared. Sometimes I'm surprised at how the service will go. Because I didn't come to preach. I came to meet Jesus. I'm looking for God. And I know that where two or three are gathered, there he is. And I know that not all of you are correct. Some are not correct at all. On both sides of the house. Both sides. But some are correct. And so me plus those few who are correct. Because of us, Jesus is here. I didn't hear an amen.
Man, say amen.
And because of us, and because he's here, somebody else will feel him for the first time. God's presence. God's presence. You see, either are you here?
Owaha.
Look at me.
Show me.
Either God is or he is not. Either there is a God. There is a God who cares. Are you here?
Owaha.
Look at me. Either there is a God who cares for you and who loves you and who sent his son to die for you. Either there is that God or there is no God. There is no half and half. There is no half God who didn't die for you. That God is not a God. There is no God like that. Either God is or God is not. Either God cares for us. You know, can I ask you a question? Is it a good question? You don't know. What do you think? Do you think the leaders of this city care for us?
No,
take your time. We are Christians.
Do you think
the leaders, they think of us? You are sure? So I can be. Yeah. So listen. For God to send his son to die for us. How do I know? Because I'm changed. If nobody has changed in this room, me, I've changed.
So because
I know who I was. I know who I am. I know I didn't change by myself. I know I met somebody in my life.
And that changed me.
If that God is there, either he is or he is not. Either he is here or
he
is not. Are you listening? Either God is here in this room right now or he is not. If he is here, if he is not here,
Se oniha.
No problem.
Enyo ha obia.
We are deceived.
Yeah, obia da da yen.
But it's not true.
Na so enten sa.
Because I'm not deceived.
Esa se obia na da.
Amen. I know what I have believed.
Minim de magye di.
So if it is true.
Enti se eno kwe.
That God is here.
Se erade wa ha.
You must feel his presence.
E wo se wo tin kan se o wa ha.
You must feel his presence.
Amen.
I didn't hear a good amen.
It
must be your determination that every time I come to church, I will feel his presence. Somebody will say you are being emotional. You are becoming fleshy. You are using your senses to gauge how you act with God. No. Not at all. Every husband with their wife, you must at a time feel the love of your wife.
Only he said, okay.
All the rest are quiet. You must feel, I must feel something from my wife, some feelings. Amen.
Amen.
So there must be some feelings. Daniel chapter 10.
Daniel 9:2.
And verse
4.
Take your holy communion.
Because it's nicer. On April 23rd, I don't know how they work it out. As I was standing on the bank of the great Tigris River. You do this one.
Well, for you, so what's the meaning? My dad said, you know me, and sir. Abraham, I'm a Gina, a so Tigris.
I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothes. With a belt of pure gold around his waist. One of the things we have to learn is the word epiphany.
Epiphany
means God made seeable.
Epiphany literally says, "Erade ayedie yehuno."
God made seeable because God is spirit.
Erade yehonhom.
And we can't see spirits.
Na yehuntimi yehonhom.
But sometimes God will show Himself.
Na so etoda erade da nihuedi.
In one way or another.
Ewo kwa iba akosua na ofufu.
There are angels.
Abofo oho.
But some angels, when they appear, they are not angels; they are God. That is why when you look at Judges chapter 6, when Gideon met the angel under the wine press.
And then Gideon
Bible says the angel of the Lord said, the Lord said, angel of the Lord said, the Lord said, they interchange angel of the Lord and the Lord in that small paragraph. How many know that story? These days, they don't know the story. That is maybe the only time in the Bible where an angel received a burnt offering.
Na sa breno e bia na eno ne bra. Because
angels don't receive offerings.
They
will say, give it to God, not to me. That angel received it. In that presence, an angel, God appeared in that angelic form. Again, Joshua. When he stood outside Jericho, it said he met the angel of the Lord. Then he asked him, on whose side are you? Angels are on our side.
They
are sent to minister to the saints, the servants of God. That angel said, neither. I'm on nobody's side. Only God. Only God.
It's
on nobody's side. And the angel said, take off your shoes. Only God has said, take off your shoes. At the burning bush. I'm sure that, you see, when you see some form, sometimes it is God appeared in a certain way. So Daniel saw this man by the river.
Verse
7. Only I, Daniel, saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing. But suddenly, they were afraid. And they ran away to hide. This morning, I'm telling you something. You must feel God's presence. You don't have to see anything. You must come to church sensitive. You must come to church aware that God is here. Don't come to church to come and sing in the choir. Even Christ, don't come to sleep.
And
look at those boys again. They are looking down at the ground as if I'm down there preaching up to them from the ground there. They didn't come to listen to me. Your phone is with you at home all the time. So do what you're doing at home. But when you come to church, I beg you, give me this 30 minutes of your life. That's why many of us don't feel God's presence. Our mind is not here. You see, I told you, Satan will hinder you from coming. And when you come, he will stop you from paying attention. Have you ever seen somebody sleeping in church? Not you, somebody else. Have you seen some before? How many have seen some before? Somebody sleeping in church. Have you noticed? He will sleep during the preaching. Then he wake up after they are awake. Meanwhile, they miss the praise and worship. Ask yourself, why did they come? Anytime.
Every beer.
Listen carefully. Anytime.
Every beer.
You come to church.
Ah, obeba, sorry, no.
And somehow your mind is drawn to something else.
Now,
know that Satan is sitting by you. Anytime.
Every beer.
You come to church.
Ah, obeba, sorry.
And suddenly, you are remembering your assignments, your cooking, your cleaning, your washing, your homework. Know that Satan is talking to you. Because, you see, he's trying to distract you. He's trying to make you not listen to what I'm saying. Once you don't hear what I'm saying, very likely your coming here is not beneficial.
Even
if you sleep small, that small time you are sleeping. That's what I was looking for you to tell you. That 5 minutes. Or that one small message I was going to say. That's the one.
Sir, as I'm getting to a honey, see my num pen out the die and
all the preaching I preach, most of it is not for you, it's for somebody else.
If you say send me Brahma can you do do an anya
what
you before Friday?
It's just one point in the whole message. One point.
As I'm pobia a war and same nin.
For somebody, it is the understanding that God can appear in a physical form.
Emma obino eh ntiasia wo ho se Awurade betima da mu adi wo bibia mu.
There's one small little cube of knowledge that is for you.
Obi o wa ha bia no nimdie ketua bi e wo honom e de ma wo.
And Satan's best effort is don't come.
Na obonefo no
if you come don't get it.
Obonefo no modin bo a obo kese pa ni se me ma na wo ba so a o ma wo nsanka.
But from today,
now so free and echo.
When you come to church,
so ba sorry,
I came to meet God.
Me baba share Awurade
and see Jesus.
Na me share Jesus.
I didn't come for any man.
Mama me hwe nipa bi.
If the pastor didn't come,
so also for na ma.
And they asked somebody else to preach.
Na e castle before from me can send pano.
Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes that has perfected praise, a child can preach and I'll be blessed.
Or say a one cuckoo and num na messiesia and semna above frabbits me pre aka and sempano na may ensure.
Tell somebody.
Catcher will be
from today.
Say a free and echo.
From today.
A free and echo.
I will hear God in the preaching.
Metse a radene ewa and sempano.
But I can easily feel him in the worship.
Now so mem rest a metin and can ewa sorry a brainum.
I will not miss worship again.
May share or sorry a beam.
I will not miss it again.
May hear or sorry abim.
2 hours for God.
Don't hear me no am I ready?
That's all.
And one and no.
2 hours to meet God.
Don't hear me no odi be shia erade.
But Satan knows how life changing those 2 hours can be if you really come to church with your hearts.
Now, so a bonifon in him said, dear, while Brabo Bessias, a son, I have fire, sir, old Benya, Obe, what the old bread don't hear me, no, ever a ready fear her.
From today,
a free and echo.
May you come every meeting.
Obeba and share mubia.
Looking for Jesus.
Sir, we should share Yesu.
Sir, we want to see Jesus.
Sir, Ope, so who Yesu.
It is a legitimate question. And all those who asked it, he answered them. May you see Jesus. May you feel Jesus. May you never go back home empty. But after coming, carry a message home. Not from man. But from God. Put your hands together this
morning.
Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say a prayer this morning.
I want to
see Jesus. I want to see
Jesus.
Only he knows what is doing me. Only Jesus knows what is going on in my heart. Sometimes I'm smiling. Sometimes I'm looking okay. But actually, I'm not. And there are so many things going on in my life that I cannot see. But this morning, this afternoon, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Just tell God that maybe I just came to church today by mistake. It's not a mistake. It's an appointment. God has brought you that he will show himself to you. I want to see Jesus. Just begin to talk to God quietly. We are closing in a few seconds.
Want to see Jesus.
Sometimes we don't know how to pray. But when we gather like this, our weak attempts at prayer, it is strongly encouraged by those who are here. And as God is here, he's hearing. And he will answer. Lift your hands and let's talk to God 1 minute. This is my desire. To honor him. Go on.
I worship you.
All that I have within me.
Jesus, oh yeah, Jesus. I'm holding you now, right, Jesus.
Every tongue.
Touch from my now. Because of you are.
The prayer answering God.
Deep and sharp for Jesus.
Lift up our heads.
What's here for Jesus? But free my common boy, because of who you are.
Lift your hand this afternoon and tell them. We came to meet God. If you are here this afternoon, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You don't know God as your personal God. Maybe you have been coming to church, but deep in your heart, you know. You don't know Jesus. You don't walk with him. You don't follow him. And you don't think he knows you. If you are here today, lift your right hand. I want to pray for you right now. You are here this afternoon. You don't know Jesus. You are not sure he knows you. Lift your right hand. I want to pray for you right now. Thank you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. If your hand is raised, please just come. Just come right now. Ushers, help them. Come right now. Just come right now. Oh, clap for them as they come. Your clapping is not. Keep clapping. That's why we came. To meet Jesus. He is the reason. And I'm glad you came today. Because you too. You too. You are going to meet him. And I want us to pray this prayer. I will lead you in this prayer. I prayed this prayer many years ago. And since that time to now, it has kept me. It has kept me. And I've walked with Jesus ever since. I've not backslidden. I have stayed on course. Because I prayed this prayer and I believed it with my heart. Pray it and believe it. pray after me. Dear Jesus. Today. I come to you. Just as I am. Lord Jesus. Forgive me. All my sins. All the bad things. That I have ever done. Wash them away. With your blood. That was shed on Calvary. Lord Jesus. Change my heart. Give me a new heart. One that will love you.
And serve you.
All my days.
Prepare a place for me.
In heaven.
By your side.
And write my name. In the book of life.
Today.
I give my life to Jesus.
Today.
I ask Jesus.
Come into my heart.
And take control.
Today.
I give myself away.
Today.
I am born again.
And Jesus.
Is my Lord.
My Master.
My Savior.
And my best friend.
Thank you, Father.
For sending Jesus.
To save me.
I will never walk with you, Satan.
I give up my old life.
To serve Jesus.
All my days.
Ape yembo ewotwi kasem kase erade yesu. Ene eriyi. Me ba wonche. Sene emisiti biara. Ode fa umuja no. A ushi o kavre no. Fa oro me boni ni na. Ene eriyi. Erade se samakoma. Ji obo akome yi. Na mame akoma emre. Akoma ebe siti. Ede ama o Kristo wasem. Wadi tro midin. Awo enkwa enwome mu. Efri ene ekro. Maye abodye fufro. Medi Kristo echi. Obronsam. Mene wo en nanti biyo. Medani mechi eme yase. Men nanti ewo Kristo ashedi yeso. Erade medawase. Se wajeme ene dey. Wamame abrabo fufro. Mesumo. Menkwa neni na. Awo Yesu Kristo dimu. Ena mabompaye. Amen.
Father, thank you for these young ones that you've caught them before Satan took them. Thank you for these ones who today receive a new life, a new future, a new destiny, a better one. That these ones from today no longer given over to destruction, but saved unto life. Keep them, O God, for all their days, and help them to be the best they can be. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.